Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
The sound of Pakistani college students in Karachi chanting anti-U.S. slogans at a protest in that city. Normally, these students don't need much of an excuse to target the United States, but these latest demonstrations, which are expected to intensify today in Pakistan, are tied into the global outrage over that American-produced video, Innocence of Muslims. U.S. officials have even secured television advertising space showing President Obama condemning that video and insisting it does not represent a credible mainstream American viewpoint. Nevertheless, the protests have gone ahead. Ansar Abbasi is a Pakistani journalist joining us now. Also with us is Akbar Ahmed, chair of the Islamic Studies at American University and Pakistan's former ambassador to the United Kingdom. He's the author of Discovering Islam, Making Sense of Muslim History and Society. He joins us from his home in Bethesda, Maryland. Ansar, why are college students, who you would expect to be more educated than this, so outraged over this video, given it has almost nothing to do with the United States and the U.S. government?
I wish you could understand there is such a rage in among the Muslims, not only the students, among the Muslims all over the world. And I think this is thanks to your so-called freedom of speech and your so-called freedom of expression, that, you need to understand that how dare the people, the Muslims, feel about their prophet. You are hurting the faith of almost 2 billion population of the world.
All right, it's not 2 billion people who are demonstrating. And Ansar Abbasi, is it perfectly okay for Pakistanis to burn American flags and symbols that have emotional value to people in the United States?
You need to understand that why, under the garb of the freedom of expression, such sort of movies are being allowed to get on the internet, and why there is no action being taken against those who are committing blasphemy. And if you have much respect for one particular religion or the followers of one particular religion, like Jews, you have Semitic laws. Why don't you make laws for Muslims so that there shouldn't be any such incidents happening all around the world?
All right, Ansar Abbasi is a Pakistani journalist joining us from Pakistan. Akbar Ahmed, who is the chair of the Islamic Studies Department at American University. What is your view here, and do you think this video, the production of it, and any video like it should be made a hate crime in the United States?
I think it is a hate crime in the sense that we no longer are talking of free speech. It is like shouting fire in a crowded theater and almost calculating that people will be injured. There's cause and effect here. 100 people died after the Danish cartoons. About 30 have died, or more than 30, as a result of this appallingly badly made and disgraceful film, and including an American ambassador. So my question is, as a scholar watching this for the last couple of decades, and this is not the first incident of its kind, it has a cumulative impact, and that's why I think passions are so high. We need to really pause and say, we have to discover a new paradigm of how to treat each other's cultures and civilizations. The argument here for free speech is countered by arguments in Muslim societies like Pakistan, for example, where the constitution protects the integrity and the reputation of the Prophet of Islam. There are blasphemy laws in place. Now, the fact is that that culture, that society has one way of looking at the world. Here in the United States, we have a different way. When the two collide, you see this tragic consequence of people dying and properties being destroyed. So we need to, as a world community, stop looking at this in terms of us versus them, East versus West, Muslim versus non-Muslim, and really say we have to come up with a solution because every life is precious.
Akbar Ahmed is chair of the Islamic Studies Department at American University. He's the author of Discovering Islam, Making Sense of Muslim History and Society. He joined us from his home in the USA in Bethesda, Maryland. We also spoke with Ansar Abbasi, a Pakistani journalist. Thanks so much to you, gentlemen.
Thank you.